by Mumia Abu-Jamal. A trial is an odd thing. When you think about it, in most cases, the witness stand is filled with strangers, people whom you've never seen or who may have never seen you. Why they are testifying is often more important a question than what they are testifying about. And the motivations can be as varied as life itself. And it may take years to discern. As people are learning every day, some witnesses are forced to testify in order to escape or have leniency granted for a pending criminal case. I didn't know the woman, Veronica Jones, who testified at my trial on June 29, 1982, but the look on her face denoted her surprise and confusion. She radiated a vibration that she didn't want to be there. It would be years before we learned why. She was blackmailed with the threat of prison and a mother's ultimate fear, separation from her babies, to get her on the stand. And still, she did not fold. She did not say what the government wanted her to say, in spite of ungodly pressures. What courage! She fought back in the only way she could. Veronica Jones resisted. I did not know the slender brown woman on the stand beyond name, supposed profession, age, and address. But I wish I did. I wish I could have hugged her. I would have told her how proud I was of her, her spirit, her fire. But I never got the chance. When you read her words, I bet you'll want to hug her too. For she was a remarkable woman who fought many battles in her long life, losing some, but fighting still. Let this work, blessed into being by her loving sister, Valerie, be her testament. When next you see a news article describing someone's life, think of this book and Veronica Jones's life, and you'll know how little you know. Thank you, Veronica. With belated love, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.